Yo, this is part two of it. Be your own people, man. Now, we got this black bank teller right here and his black bank manager. Now, y'all don't know this man from Adam and Eve. Just because he's a young black man cashing a $21,000 check, y'all feel like it's suspicious. Y'all feel like it need to be, it's fraudulent in some type of way. This is sad. This is sad, black women. This is sad. Y'all is down bad. Y'all had no right to be in this man's business, bro. Y'all had no right. And it comes out everything was on the up and up. But watch this video. Check this video out, though. Check this. Find these people. Check this video out. Somebody drop down and let me know where this happened at. Because I can't seem to find out where this happened at.
So they knew exactly who you were. Because this check was already tried to be cashed at Patrick's Air Force Base. And was flat. Stop talking. When I'm done talking, you can talk. Or if I ask you a question. Fair? All right. So, when Patrick's flagged this, they sent it to all the other Navy federal branches and said, this is a fraudulent check. There's no proof. There's no bill of sale, no title of the vehicle, no proof at all that this check is for the sale of a vehicle, which is what you're claiming it to be, correct? Okay. So without that proof, it is a fraudulent check because the vehicle is registered to somebody completely different who is currently driving the vehicle. Because you're cashing a check that does not work for the sale of the vehicle. So you showed up to a bank to cash a check for a vehicle that you're selling, correct?
Sir.
Yes or no?
This is it.
It's a yes or no question. Yes or no?
I have my claim.
Mr. Cody, yes or no?
Sir, I have my claim that I'm selling a vehicle.
You showed up because you said this check is because I'm selling a vehicle to this other individual. Yes or no? Okay, do you want me to play back my body camera or get the camera from the bank? Which one would you like? Because they both have you saying it.
So I came out my mouth saying that I'm selling a vehicle. I said I had an auto loan.
You said this check right here is for the sale of a vehicle. Yes or no?
I said that is the auto loan. I come out my mouth that I was.
Okay, you understand English, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, do you have a mental malfunction I'm not aware about that you cannot understand my communication?
No,
no, no, it's yes or no. Do you have one that I'm not aware about? Yes or no? Okay, so the questions I'm asking you are yes or no questions. They're pretty straightforward, right? They're so that I can get further in this investigation. So you have been unable to answer my question. The check that you are trying to cash is for the sale or a transaction of a vehicle. Yes or no? Okay. So because you have been unable to provide the proof that either you or this other individual have the title or bill of sale for the vehicle, this check is fraudulent. You understand?
So it's making me a fraudulent because
you understand.
It's making me a fraudulent because we don't have the vehicle.
You have no proof the vehicle is yours.
So how is it coming to fraud on that end when
the bank flagged it as fraud?
It's a loan. It's literally a loan. I do not have the vehicle. It's a loan. No one's taking anything. No one's stolen anything. It's a loan. And I was just told that the check was fraudulent because there was no loan. That check had given to Amiris. That check had to be given.
So you have no proof of the vehicle making the check fraudulent. You
I
just
have
said
not,
it.
I have not printed out that check, sir. I have not done anything to that check, sir.
Your attempt to cash this check with the teller today is sufficient for the bank to press charges. Do you understand that?
I have not done anything. Hey, okay. I'm getting a loan in my
Are you a 22 car?
Yeah.
Okay, I already called your supervisor. It's just going to be a transport.
Okay.
So.
Please, sir.
I just need somebody to transport. So.
How would you try to cash the same check when it's only one check?
Not sure. You're gonna have to ask him, man.
This is crazy.
Because the bank already flagged that check.
What am I doing that's fraud?
You guys back
what
out.
What am I doing that's fraud, sir? I'm not understanding. What have I done that's fraud?
This is Buick. Now. Buick. Exceptional by design.
Get 0.9% APR on these 2025 Buick models. Plus, current eligible non-GM owners get up to $3,000 allowance on Encore GX.
I'll help you get Sebastian Klein.
What is there to explain?
Sebastian doesn't love you, Natalie. Cassie, she was supposed to marry Sebastian in the first place.
I'll have my lawyer send you the divorce papers, sign them, and go our separate ways.
Wait, Natalie! Natalie, wait!
I can explain it to you.
So because I don't have a title to the vehicle?
Correct. You have no proof